Having started that way, I'll read one or two other recent poems that involve this same place that I seem to wander in often. This one is called Soot. The proposition in this poem is that to grow up near the railroad is better than not to grow up, is to grow up in the same place but no railroad. That's a little bit like growing up near an ocean, which I did both, or mountains, something that people might mythologize into a god. That is, if you're near the railroad, you're near something very big and powerful and impressive and worthy of making a of being a god in the mythology. I guess the hidden thesis of the poem is that for the people who live near the railroad, their sex lives are better than those of people who don't live near the railroad. Soot. Soot. Archaic vitrines mated with our human blood. Stone trestle, abutment wall. Above the tracks, a rakish exile Santa lashed to a pole. Black cinders, burdock, sumac, Pepsi, cellophane, each syllable a filament in the cord of a word net knotted in the passionate shadows of skeletal vine and beanpole in one backyard along the embankment. Here, with dirty thunder, deliberate heavy creatures before the light of morning made the bedroom windows tremble with lordly music, and their exhalations tingled our nostrils. Railbed tavern and church of former slaves. Synagogue of the low. Sicilian grocery. Polish creche. A seed of particles that Zeus-like penetrated the bread and carboned the garden tomatoes. Even our sheets that bucked and capered in the wind flashed whiter than others, tempered by iron black bleaching to armor in silver winter sun.